Coming today on Negotiate Your Best Life with Rebecca Zung.
Things grow better, crops grow better, and manure. So I have learned to take the crap from my past and use it to grow my future, right? I've learned to take the hurts and the pains and the wounds and use it to make me a happier, more fulfilled person.
So the big questions are these. How can we navigate and negotiate every situation in our lives, in our career, in our businesses, in our relationships, and even with ourselves for our own self-worth? In other words, what if you could win every time and have no losers? Let's face it, we're not negotiating just to buy a car or for a pay raise. We are negotiating for living in every aspect of our lives. How can we do that powerfully, successfully, and victoriously? Those are the questions, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Rebecca Zung, and welcome to the time where you negotiate your best life. Welcome to another edition of Negotiate Your Best Life. I'm Rebecca Zung, and I am so excited today to talk with Tim Schur, who's written, I think, 6 books on all kinds of things. He coaches people around the world. He's a best-selling author, amazing podcast host. He's got an incredible book coming out very soon. It's actually in January, but when this is airing, it'll actually be in a couple of days, called One Belief Away with Dr. Joe Vitale, which is super exciting, and I want to hear all about that. And I'm so excited to welcome you, Tim Schur.
Well, thank you, Rebecca. It is an honor to be with you today on your program.
Thank you. And, you know, we started to get to know each other a little bit yesterday. We were introduced by our great friend, Mark Victor Hansen, who the Chicken Soup for the Soul designer, creator, amazing guy. And you and I started chatting yesterday, and I thought, oh my gosh, there's so much here. And so I actually bumped you up to make sure to get you aired in time for your new book, because I think what you're doing is so incredible, and it's going to shift the dynamic of the energy of the world.
Yeah, thank you so much. I really appreciate that.
So tell us about your backstory and how you came to be doing and dedicating yourself to the things that you're doing now.
So, great question. I struggled with anxiety for most of my life, always having that fear that some bad thing was about to happen, that people were going to abandon me, I was going to run out of money. I mean, pretty much any scary scenario, my mind was constantly feeding on that. I was just afraid. I wasn't playing life to win. I was playing not to lose. And so I learned how to channel that anxiety into achievement and start, creating things, writing books and building a practice and stuff like that. Yet there was always that fear inside that it still wasn't good enough, that I wasn't enough. So when I was in my early 20s, I went to school for psychology to try to figure out how to get control of my worries and my fears. And while I was there, they would have guest speakers come in, and one of them happened to be a hypnotist. And they asked for a volunteer. They said that your mind is powerful and your unconscious mind is like an elephant, and your conscious mind is like you sitting on top of that elephant. And even if you're trying to get that elephant to go one direction or the other, it's so powerful. If it wants to go somewhere, it's gonna, you know, so you really got to learn how to train that elephant. And so I volunteered, and it was the first time in my life, Rebecca, where I felt a sense of peace. And I'm like, what is this? This is the feeling that I've been looking for, that emotional safety, that security, that feeling of bliss. And then, it went away after a couple of days because I was really good at doing anxiety, at causing the anxiety. I thought it was happening to me. I didn't realize there were beliefs inside of me and how I was talking to myself that was causing it. And so 30 years later, I made it my specialty. I've facilitated over 15,000 individual hypnosis sessions over my 3-decade career. I've spent almost my whole entire adult life walking around in people's minds, figuring out where anxiety comes from and what you can do to shift it so that you can experience inner peace. And I wrote this book called One Belief Away because you are literally one belief away from having a tremendous breakthrough in your life.
Yeah. And I just remember yesterday when you were telling me about how the profound effect that hypnosis had on you, my visual was the movie Office Space, where, you know, the main character there was hypnotized because he was, you know, in a couples therapy or something. And the next day he wakes up and he's like carefree and he doesn't even care about work or anything. And he sleeps till 11 or whatever it was. Yeah. And, you know, I mean, maybe it's like you don't completely give up on your sense of responsibility in the world, but at least you let go of the anxiety, right?
Yeah. You're no longer worried about how others are judging you because you're not in your head judging yourself. Right? We only are afraid of how others judge us because we're secretly judging ourselves and finding ourselves less than and undeserving of love or care or respect. And then, of course, you attract people into your life that will feed off of that, which, you know, you describe so beautifully in all your trainings and videos. And that's why you'll attract narcissists into your life. And there was something that you said that was so beautiful and so profound. I'm going to quote you on it. You know, you said that narcissists target you not because you have low value, but because you have so much value inside of you. It's like a beacon that they are drawn to. And I just thought that was so powerful. And that's exactly right. And yet in our mind, we're making ourselves feel less than. And it's furthest from the truth. You are an incredible human being. We all have this incredible power and beauty and talent inside of us. And when we recognize it and we love ourselves for it, it gives us the ability to start taking charge of our life in a way that makes you smile every day instead of, you know, freaking out how you're going to survive the day.
Yeah. And, you know, I had a business coach at one time, you know, and I've kind of gone back to her over the years, and she's actually become one of my best friends, who, you know, when I was talking and working through some of this kind of stuff years ago that we're talking about now, what she said to me was something really powerful. And it's like, it's not what other people are saying about you, because people are going to say things. They'll say things if you don't do enough. They'll say if you do too much. They say things, you know, I mean, they're going to criticize whatever because they've got their own issues. But she said, it's not what they're saying. It's how it lands for you on you, in your brain, how it lands for you emotionally. Because the reason why something lands for you sometimes where it creates anxiety or whatever is because maybe some part of you feels unworthy. Some part of you feels like maybe you're being exposed. Maybe they're seeing something that I don't see, you know, and that's just not true. It's what's going on within them. And so, or maybe there's some part of you that you need to heal inside of you, which is, you know, that those neuronal patterns of unworthiness that were created at some point in your childhood or whatever, right?
Yeah. And, you know, no happy person has a need or desire to make someone else feel bad, to be sarcastic, to cut you down, to rip on you, to point out any insecurities. Happy people don't need to do that, right? And so it's one of the signs that let you know that if someone's attacking or pointing or making digs, that it's their insecurities. It's coming from them. And so What I did was I thought, all right, well, when it lands, what is it that's causing that inside of you? What's happening that's causing that to affect you? Like you said, you know, if someone calls you a banana, it doesn't make you one.
Right? Yeah.
But if somebody says that you're, you know, you're lazy, and that bothers you, why? Right? And so I kept asking that question and I realized it's because of the beliefs that we have in our mind. Our brain is like a computer and it runs software programs, and the software programs are called beliefs. And our beliefs are just opinions. They're just ideas that we believe with some level of certainty that are true. Right? So we have all these beliefs that we absorbed, and most of these beliefs, because we weren't born with them, we learned them. And most of our core beliefs that drive us as adults today were formed by the time we were 8 years old. Mm-hmm. So many of us, you know, under pressure, you really see that inner 8-year-old come out when we're having temper tantrums or holding our breath till we turn blue or silent treatment or whatever, however it might, you know, manifest. And what we have to do is start to take a look at what those beliefs are. And most people don't want to do that because one, they don't even know that beliefs are driving their behavior. And two, they're scared to death to find out what it really is. And, you know, because what if it's true? What if I really am not enough? Really, what if I really don't deserve to be loved? What if I really don't deserve to be happy? What if I really am as unworthy as I think I am? And, or other people are going to find out that I'm a fraud. These are core beliefs that almost everybody has, but we tend to think we're the only one. And so for years, I've been trying to steer people into going to those places they don't want to go, because that's where your biggest breakthroughs happen. Go to the places where you're resisting, where you're pushing away, where you're sweeping it under the rug, where you're hoping it'll get better on its own, and distracting yourself with eating or smoking or drinking or shopping or whatever else we do to distract ourselves. If you go to that place on purpose, you discover that there's a power, a beauty, and a breakthrough waiting for you that gives you a whole new view of you and how amazing you really are.
Yeah, I think that is so powerful and so beautiful, exactly the way you put it so simply, but yet so powerfully. And I know for me, you know, when I was listening to you say these things, I was thinking about how when I had to deal with these couple of narcissists, which I actually really only completely worked out of my life maybe a year or so ago, and I had to confront, you know, here I am, you know, I've been recognized by all of these organizations, U.S. News and National Association of Distinguished Counsel is one of the top attorneys, as you said. And yet here I am feeling very traumatized and used and abused by these narcissists. And when I really dug into it, what I realized was it was bringing up feelings for me of when I had been bullied on the playground as a elementary school student because I was Chinese, and, you know, they would say things like, you know, what's your middle name and blah, blah, blah. You know, isn't your dad like Japanese? And all of that pain started coming back up again because the way the narcissist treated me felt like I was being bullied. And so, and here all this stuff that I thought I had long worked out, long been through and dealt with and handled and created new neuronal patterns and was done with. Nope, here I'm bubbling back up again. And, you know, and you know, it really took like what you're talking about, you know, making this choice to shift, to pivot and get out of that. But, you know, the thing you can do is have gratitude, which it sounds so crazy, but to have gratitude for these opportunities to learn, to grow, because you don't learn from the easy times in your life. You only learn from the hard ones. And, yeah, you know, so to get, to have that opportunity, like what you're saying, to shift and make a choice to have a different belief.
Yes.
To create that new belief. So how does somebody do that though, when they are in the middle of crisis or when they are just with dealing with paralyzing anxiety?
Yeah.
You know, it sounds really easy to go, okay, pick a different belief, but I think it's a lot harder than it seems, right?
Yes. Well, not harder. You just got to know the right combination, like having a safe in front of you and you know two of the three numbers, and you can, that door will not open and it feels impossible. But if you know the third number, the door swings right open with ease. And that's how this process is too. And so, you know, it took me 32 years to figure out the combination, but now I got it and it works every time. So I love what you said. You know, many of us have been bullied on a playground. I've had lots of bullies in my life, and I'm not grateful for the bullies. I'm grateful for the awareness that I can change what that experience meant. I'm grateful that I have, and that you have, and that we all have the ability to reframe it, to look at it in a different way. So I'm born and raised in Indiana. I've always been around farmers my whole life, and farmers will tell you that things grow better, crops grow better in manure. So I have learned to take the crap from my past and use it to grow my future, right? I've learned to take the hurts and the pains and the wounds and use it to make me a happier, more fulfilled person.
Coming up, more on Negotiate Your Best Life with Rebecca Zung.
So we attract somebody into our life in a romantic relationship that is really nice and charming in the beginning, and then all of a sudden they act like we're never good enough no matter what we do. Well, that's because we had that belief when we showed up in the relationship. We were hoping that that other person was going to fix us, or they were going to see the beauty in us because we're trying to attract our soulmate. But what we tend to do is attract our woundmates and then keep the patterns going.
Is there something that's interfering with your happiness or preventing you from achieving your goals? BetterHelp Online Counseling is there for you. You can connect with a professional counselor in a safe, private environment online, or it can even be through phone, chat, or text. They help you with any issue that you have, including depression, stress, anxiety, toxic relationships, sleeping, or trauma. Basically, anything you can think of. And if you don't click with your therapist, you can get a new counselor at any time. They're available worldwide, and financial aid is available for those who qualify. Best of all, it's truly affordable for my listeners. If you're interested in this online counseling service, why not get started today? Just head to betterhelp.com/Rebecca Zung to fill out the questionnaire and get started. That's betterhelp.com/Rebecca Zung. Are you struggling with how to negotiate and win? Maybe you're dealing with a personality that's particularly challenging, like a narcissist or other high conflict personality, and you're feeling powerless. Make sure to download my free Win My Negotiation cheat sheet at www.winmynegotiation.com.
Take a listen to our archive, where you can listen to more episodes that show you the path to how to negotiate your best life.
In terms of dealing with that specific type of personality profile, a lot of people that engage with it try to apply and utilize traditional approaches of, you know, crisis negotiations, conflict de-escalation tactics, et cetera, et cetera. And that doesn't work for this particular group.
And now we return to today's show.
And when you talked about how we will buttons will be pushed and all of a sudden it feels like we're little again, that's where the word belittle comes from. Belittle, right? All of a sudden we feel like we're little and small and helpless. Now, we can't control the stuff that happens to us when we're little, but as adults we can. So what you do from an adult perspective is you go back, because when you remember being bullied, when you were on that playground and kids were being mean to you, you remember it from the child's point of view, not from this amazing, powerful, successful woman that you are, right? This powerhouse who has had so many ways of contributing to the world. But when we go back, we're not taking that part of us back. So what I do is... we go back as an adult to those times when we were little, because it's not the bullying, it's the belief that comes from it. It's not the experience, it's the belief that was formed about the experience, what we think that experience means. So if we're being bullied and our mind forms a belief that I'm not safe, or I'm not good enough, or people will never accept me, those beliefs are what drive our behaviors at an unconscious level, and we show up and act in ways that cause these self-fulfilling prophecies. So we attract somebody into our life in a romantic relationship that is really nice and charming in the beginning, and then all of a sudden they act like we're never good enough no matter what we do. Well, that's because we had that belief when we showed up in the relationship. We were hoping that that other person was going to fix us, or they were going to see the beauty in us because we're trying to attract our soulmate. But what we tend to do is attract our woundmates and then keep the patterns going, unless you go back and you find that belief that was formed and you upgrade it. We upgrade our smartphones all the time, but most of us are walking around with the same MS-DOS program that we were born with, and we've never really upgraded it. So when you go back and you're like, all right, I had this core belief that I'm not wanted, or I'll never be enough. Do I want to keep reinforcing that? Right? Do I want to keep reinforcing that? Or what would I rather believe instead? Do I want to be more loving and accepting and encouraging to myself so that I can attract other people into my life that will be that way towards me as well? Because you don't see the world as it is, you see the world as you are. And you're only going to attract more people into your life that are going to reinforce the beliefs you already have. So if you go back to those moments and you discover, oh my gosh, I had this belief that I'm not worthy, what would I rather believe? I'd rather believe that I am worthy. And then I start to reimagine that situation. How would I imagine that if I was worthy and those kids were picking on me? Well, maybe you could say, you know, oh, I'm sorry that you're feeling so bad about yourself. You know, I'm sorry that your dad hasn't been nicer to you. You know, it's okay if you want to be mean, that's okay. You know, I'm then feel kind of sorry for you. And then you walk away. It takes the power away from the bully. And they're like, what? You're supposed to be crying right now or running away, you know, not coming back and saying, it's okay. You want a hug? Right now, when we're kids, it's very hard to do that. But as an adult, we can go back and step into that position of power and upgrade our belief and then start reinforcing this new belief. And when you do that, it upgrades how you behave. It upgrades what you say to yourself. It upgrades what you pay attention to. And that begins to attract a whole new experience for you in life.
That's amazing. Absolutely amazing. Because as you were saying that, I was like reimagining, okay, like what would happen? Like if I actually just in my mind replayed what happened on the playground when I was 10 years old or whatever, and reimagined an ending to it that was different, where I stood up and said, gosh, you know, obviously there's something wrong with you that you think there's something wrong with being Chinese. Like, what's your problem? And right. And if I had stood up and didn't stay powerless in that moment, how different my life would have been probably, right? You know, I mean, not to say that I'm not happy with where I ended up, and I'm 99% of the time I'm feeling good and happy and I want to contribute to the world. But, you know, there are still those times where, you know, as we talked about a little bit yesterday, that stuff bubbles back up. You're never completely immune from those old thoughts. I mean, and unfortunately, you can't completely erase that programming. I mean, you can kind of replace it and create the update, but the old stuff is still kind of there, right?
Yeah, your brain is over millennium has been developed to protect you. And so often your brain thinks it's protecting you by, hey, what about this bad thing? Are you ready for it? What if this bad thing happens? Are you ready for it? And it's showing you all these bad things. And so it's really a misuse of imagination because we are causing ourselves to feel anxious without even realizing that we're doing it. We live in a world where we're constantly shown the worst of the worst on news and on your phone, constant scary messages, you know, about how awful the world is and how we're going to blow ourselves up and you can't trust anybody. And so that also influences our brain and causes us to be in a state of low-grade anxiety, you know, or for some people, off-the-charts anxiety. So what we want to do is just become masters at redirecting. Something comes in, you have a scary thought, you have a negative thought, you didn't want it to be there, it pops up. You can't control that it popped up into your mind. You can control it once it's there. So once it's there, what do you want to do with it? What do I want to do with it? Should I use this? Is it trying to tell me something? Is there a message, right? Should I pay attention to something? Is there something I need to learn? Or what is the outcome that I want? You know, how do I want this to go? And then you start using these thoughts and these ideas as tools and resources, and instead of trying to just get rid of them or ignore them or block them, because as you know, they just get louder when you try to do that. So if they pop up into your mind, maybe they're there for a reason. Let's take a look at either it's your environment that we need to upgrade so that you have more positive messaging flowing into your mind, which is going to influence you in a positive way. Or we need to make sure that you're getting really good at recognizing, all right, why is this thought coming up? What do I need to focus on? Or what is the outcome? Or I keep thinking about this upsetting situation. Do I need to do something to resolve it? right? Do I need to sit down and write a letter to myself, write a letter to that little kid? Do I need to apologize to somebody? Do I need to take a few minutes and have them apologize to me? Because what I've learned is if you do it in your head, you don't need it out there. You know, if you do it in your head, it's like an athlete. You know, an athlete will visualize, like a gymnast will visualize how they're going to move, how they're going to fly through the air before they're ever doing it. And then when they're actually in the moment, they're on autopilot. They're not thinking. They turn their mind off so that their brain can just take over and do what they've trained it to do. Well, we can do the same thing, Rebecca. We can imagine ourselves responding in situations, especially using the tools and the prep worksheets that you have and the strategies that you teach in your Slay program. We can take that and imagine that and use that in our own mind and practice it so that when we're in a future situation, we can go on autopilot and trust that our mind is going to help us know how to navigate through because we've already taught it what to do.
I think that's so powerful. And I know for me, when I was dealing with a couple of narcissists, I had this realization at one point that, you know, if I'm ruminating and fixating on this stuff and the anxiety and what are they going to do next and why do they do this to me and this isn't fair and blah, 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 you know, the whole thing, whatever it was, I'm not in creation mode. I'm not doing anything for the world. I'm not in gratitude. I'm not, you know, you cannot, your mind cannot be in both places at one time. And so, you know, for me, it was exactly what you said, like making that choice to choose a different belief, to choose a different thought, to go a different place. And, you know, sometimes it's just as powerful as just stopping yourself and going, thank you. Thank you for a roof over my head. Thank you for the people in my life that are loving. Thank you for whatever, you know, coffee in the morning, you know, it just whatever in front of you, just to make that shift, right? I mean, that's what I think is so powerful about what you're teaching, because you're basically saying, hey, wherever you are, that's the jumping off point. You know, you're never a lost cause. Right?
No. And, you know, that's wherever you are right now. That's the part of the movie where you think that you're kind of in this hero's journey. And the hero in the movie is someone who usually starts off with trauma and tragedy and then, you know, feels lost along the way, has lots of self-doubt, makes lots of poor choices, finds mentors, coaches, people who believe in them before they believe in themselves. And then they start to act in a more loving way. They start to believe in themselves more and they start to focus on, you know, usually wanting to help somebody else. Just like you said, you know, sometimes the fastest way to shift out of anxiety is to ask, how can I add some value to somebody else? You know, what can I do to bring some value to somebody else today? I can write a card. I can send an email. I can give them a phone call. Yeah. I can smile at somebody. You know, I can, there's lots of things that you can do to bring a little bit more value. We're so focused on what we can't do and what we don't have and what we don't like. And the problem with that is that whatever you focus on, you move towards. Whatever you think about most of the time, your life becomes. So if you're always focusing on what you don't want, what you're unhappy about, or what you're not able to do, it disempowers you, like you said. So you got to ask a more powerful question. What can I do? What resources do I have? How would I like to feel right now? What's one way I could start to feel this way? And we live in this digital age right now where you can Google. We have this oracle called Google where you can talk to any electronic device and say, how do I feel peaceful right now? How do I feel enthusiasm right now? How do I feel joyful right now? And it'll give you 10 different strategies. Right.
So perfect.
Yeah.
And what you just said, I just want to highlight for everybody who's listening, because the majority of people in my community and my listeners and viewers are dealing with narcissists in a negotiation setting. And what you said is exactly what you need to do in order to start feeling more powerful in dealing and negotiating with narcissists. You know, how can I start to feel more powerful? What tools can I use? How can I shift this? Where can I go to get more information rather than just saying, I'll never win?
Yeah. Why? Why does this keep happening? Why do they always have to be this way? Or what you said, which is even scarier, because you're telling yourself directly, I will never win. And then your brain is like a genie almost. It'll say, really? All right, as you wish.
Yeah, the universe.
So are those the wishes you want granted?
You're placing orders to the universe, and the universe goes, okay, here you go.
Yeah.
So I want to make sure that we highlight where people can get your book, because it's coming out in the next couple of days from when this is airing. So everybody needs to go and get this book.
Yes.
It is called One Belief Away. It is co-written by Tim Schur and Dr. Joe Vitale. He's showing it here now for those of you who are watching on YouTube. Make sure you get it. Where can they get it?
Amazon, January 7th. January 7th on Amazon, it comes out. If you want to join the fun release launch party with Joe and myself, then go to www.onebeliefawaybook.com. onebeliefawaybook.com. And we got a bunch of free goodies for you as well.
Okay, everybody, please go to that website. I will make sure that I put it in the show notes as well so that you can get this book. Join the launch party, be part of the excitement. And this is your time to be, you know, you're just one belief away from the next step in your life, from the next amazing chapter. And Tim Schur is going to help you get there. So is there anything else that you want to share with the listeners? Any other way that they can reach you? Let us know.
Yeah, there's just one message that I want you to know. If you're watching, you're listening to this, you are already enough. You are already good. You have nothing to prove. You're already extraordinary. And the only one that has to decide to believe that and reinforce that is you. No one else. There isn't anybody else on this planet that has the power to influence you in the way that you do. So start believing in yourself more. If you need some tools and resources, you can go to www.onebeliefawaybook.com. And from there, I'll start sharing all kinds of tools and strategies that'll help you to make fast, rapid changes in a comfortable way that lasts, so that you can take your life back from those narcissists. And then with my belief upgrade tools and Rebecca's incredible strategies for negotiating, you have a win-win situation, and your life is about to get extraordinary in 2021.
Absolutely. I'm so excited. And one more question that I try to ask all of the people that I interview, just because I think it's fun.
Yes.
And that is, what is your spirit animal?
What is my spirit animal? Let me see. That's a good question. I don't know why, but the first thought that came to mind is the Pegasus, the white horse with the wings.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
I never heard that one before. That's a good one.
Yeah.
Very, very good. All right. Well, so you are breaking free as a Pegasus white horse with wings, like free and I love that, wild and soaring. That's really, really cool.
Yes.
So everybody has the ability to feel that way. We all have a story. We all have had a place where we have felt disempowered, where we have felt like we're not enough. It's part of the human journey, unfortunately. But fortunately, we have tools like what Tim Schur has for you in his new book and his other resources to help you move forward. So thank you so much, Tim Schur, for being on the show with me here today.
It was an absolute honor, Rebecca. Thank you so much.
Thanks for stopping by and listening to this episode of Negotiate Your Best Life. I'm Rebecca Zung. Check back next Monday for more inspirational pearls of wisdom. And if you enjoyed today's podcast, I'd love if you would give it a 5-star rating and tell me what you liked in a review on iTunes. Also, be sure to grab your winning negotiation cheat sheet at winmynegotiation.com. And remember, today is a perfect day to start negotiating your best life.